all things NFL. Now here's your hosts, Root and Wine.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Woot and Why. Shout out to Tristan for our new intro. Very well done.
It's pretty classy.
Yeah. I'm Josh Why and I'm joined by...
Josh Woot.
You're not shaking your head this week. So just normal no. Josh Woot.
No, just normal.
It's normal Josh Woot. What's been happening? I haven't seen you in a while.
You know, same old.
Same old.
Working hard, cash money.
Slaving away.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Cashing checks and breaking necks. Isn't it, or is it snapping necks?
I don't know. We can make whatever we want.
Whatever you want. You're going away.
As of tomorrow.
Where are you off to?
I'm off to New Zealand.
Mordor.
I'm actually going on the tour.
Are you?
I am.
Are you going to the Shire?
I'm going to Hobbiton.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I love that. Damn it. Yeah. I really want to go.
And I booked bungee jumping. So I'm bungee jumping off the Auckland Bridge on Thursday. So this could be my last podcast.
I have to send out a new woot. There's actually a second wooting in this show later on our anti-pro-bowl draft. So maybe if I draft into my team, he might replace you.
At my work, they just hired a girl with my last name.
Oh.
That's like the first person I've ever associated with besides my family that has.
So now, like, do you sit awkwardly with her at lunch?
It's funny because, she doesn't have exactly the same last name. She has one less O. And my manager just says, oh, that's the female spelling, and the male spelling has two ways.
I went to College of Law with these two, Vietnamese people, and their surname was Nguyen.
Yep.
But one had the Y and one didn't.
Yeah.
So we just called the one without the Y. She was missing my whole surname from her name.
Okay.
So it came in this running joke, but every time, and she was really, like, really annoying. She won't listen to this at all. So she probably doesn't even know what the internet is. She was just a freak. And so we used to tease Jono, our mate, about how they're related, and every time they're all together, we're like, oh, family reunion. And they always got paired up together. Oh, it was funny. It's good times. All right, anything else before we kick off?
No.
No?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Some NFL news. Let's start with the Chicago Bears. We talked about John Fox last week. Yep. Now they've got Vic Fangio and Adam Gase as their defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a Fangio fan.
I am a Fangio fan. That's good.
Fangio fan.
We're Fangios.
Yes, that's good. I like that. Fangios.
Okay, we're going with that?
Yeah.
Sticking with that.
I think... I said to John about John Fox last week. I said to John, hi, Vic Fangio. I said that we sort of know where his ceiling is, but that's like the sort of hires that you expect from someone that's been around in the league for so long. John Fox knows how to build a good team and a good roster. It's just his play calling that limits him. But with Fangio, I don't think he needs to do much. Now on defense, you just let him run it all.
And John Fox is a defensive-minded coach, so it's gonna go back to the Bears of old, yep. I think. Anyway,
I think they'll switch to 3-4.
They have to do something.
They've got to change it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a linebacker might be on the cards early in the draft for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of good linebackers in the draft. And Gase reunites with John Fox, so
I think they're just smart.
Yeah. Look, Gase isn't bad. He's not outstanding.
I think it's good that they quickly hired everyone and they didn't wait around.
But in saying that, I don't mind the Falcons waiting for Dan Quinn.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Considering they're going to pair him with Kyle Shanahan, who now has the best quarterback he's ever had as offensive coordinator. So I think the Bears and the Falcons, and I'm going to go with the Bills as well, quietly winning the offseason so far.
Bills have won.
Yeah.
Bills with
Greg Roman and Rex Ryan. I just think those three teams have done really well and others sort of falling a little bit behind. Speaking of that, the 49ers hired Eric Mangini as their new defensive coordinator.
That was an odd hire.
Yeah.
Where
has he been?
Mangini.
The Manginius. That's what they call him.
Do they really?
Yeah.
It's funny that
he's back in the headlines the week that the deflate gates happened, because he was the one that blew the lid off the doors for Spygate. So that's just sort of a little bit of an irony that he's floating back into the news cycle.
How do you think he's going to fit in?
It's tough because Tom Sula is like a defensive guy, so I think I don't know what Tom Sula is like as a head coach, so I don't know how he would fit with Manjing. I honestly it's like a big question mark.
I think it'll help
him.
Yeah. I think it'll help him.
Yep. Doug Marrone, fall from grace. Leaves the Bills, cashes in his $4 million check, thinks, oh yeah, I'll just get a head coach job somewhere else.
I don't know why he thought he would. I don't understand. Like, okay, rumours, but you never believe the rumours.
There's rumours he's a real a-hole to deal with, and eventually that sort of circulated, I guess, and now we've got him as an offensive line coach in Jacksonville.
Yeah, so that's...
he's basically the coach of nothing, because they don't have an offensive line.
Yeah, it's just like, just stand in front of the quarterback. That's step one.
They got nothing down there, so... you know what, I'm Doug Marrone. You're getting rich and you don't have to do much next year.
Yep.
The Browns hired former Raiders quarterback coach John DeFilippo as their offensive coordinator. The Browns. Love them. I like them, but... God, what? They just keep...
So, I don't know what they went... You know what? Let's go. What's a good organization? Let's go to the Raiders. And we'll take their quarterback coach because they did so well. And we'll give him our whole offense to run. It's just, to
be
what?
I'll be a little bit fair to John. Derek Carr was probably the pick of the rookie quarterbacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
Their wide receiver core isn't very good either.
Oh, I don't know. I like Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, that's true. But at least he has sort of weapons there. Even though they weren't very good. But, I don't know, I think... I'm not going to be too harsh. I just think the Browns... I'm not going to be harsh on John DeFilippo. He might end up being a really good offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand what the Browns are doing. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't think anyone does.
But then again, many questioned Mike Pettine as a head coach last year, and he was quietly solid last year, so...
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe the unknowns, just not as much scrutiny, and they can just go about their business.
Hopefully.
Yep. The Oakland Raiders.
For the Browns' sake, anyway.
Yes, I like the Browns. The Oakland Raiders will be back in 2015, and they've got Bill Musgrave as their...
It's becoming a regular thing.
What?
Taking Philadelphia quarterback coaches and turning them into offensive coordinators of other teams.
Mm.
But, so Bill Musgrave, I mean, Dolphins played well for a big portion of last year. Our team of the podcast, but then, you know, started slowly...
Dissolving.
I'm
going to think long and hard this year about the team.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than 2 minutes before we started the show.
Yep.
Musgrave, he was there in Minnesota when there was the big Adrian Peterson season, so maybe Latavius Murray owners start putting him up your fantasy draft boards.
Yep.
And Gary Kubiak... new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Thoughts on that one?
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how much power a head coach has at a team with Peyton.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely
interesting. Like, I think he's a good coach. It's just... I don't know how much of an impact he'll make.
I think his zone blocking schemes and the way he's developed offensive lines, he's really good at getting the best out of offensive lines. He did it in Baltimore. That's the best season they've had from an offensive line in a long time.
Yep.
Houston was the same when Arian Foster was there. I think he might be a revelation for CJ Anderson and might actually help Peyton Manning more if they become more of a run-heavy team and Peyton doesn't have to throw the ball as much. I think that was the concern. He was throwing the ball way too much last year and his arm just deteriorated by the end of the year. So if he's back, it might help. But then again, it's another offense Peyton's got to learn.
I don't think he has to learn it. I think...
he'll just pick it up and instill a different blocking scheme.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a mesh. I don't know. For me, it has the potential to boom. And has the potential to just bust and just fizzle out and Denver go 7-9 and that's it.
I really don't know what to think about Denver. Who knows? Next week, Peyton might retire.
I hope not. It's not a good way to go out.
Maybe.
It's not a good way to go out. All right. And our last little breaking news that happened 20 minutes before we started recording, the Steelers signed Brad Wing to a one-year extension.
Yep.
Good for Wingy.
Wingy? Are we calling him Wingy? Are we calling him Wingy?
Yep, let's call him Wingy.
Yeah, I got nothing. Wingy, that's a great nickname. We're just so creative here. We just put a Y on him.
Well, what else are we going to call him? What do you associate with wings?
Chickens.
Chicken. So what are we going to call him? Chicken leg?
Ooh, that's good. Call him drumstick.
Drumstick. Some of his puns were drumsticks. He was a bit inconsistent this year. To be fair, I know he's Australian, which would be nice, but, you know.
No one's spared here. I don't care. Let me tell you something, people.
Punters are people, too. They are, but, you know, we've got to be fair.
They are people.
I don't know. I found it strange that he got a one-year extension. I just thought they were going to go into a sort of reserved future contract and give him some competition in camp. But yeah. I guess he's not on much, so if they cut him and some crazy rookie comes in and just punts away, and
exactly.
He could be gone.
Yep.
All right, and we've got to finish with the news that's sort of circulating the world right now. It's Deflategate. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it, Woot, before I chime in.
No, I'm going to let you go. Go for it. Go for it first.
Me?
Yep.
I'll start by saying the Colts were never going to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
I will start, and I'm not in no way, shape, or form Colts fans, media, or anyone blaming the loss on this at all. Mm-hmm. I've not seen one tweet, and if they are, they're an imbecile.
Yep.
The integrity and the deception is the thing that really bugs me.
Yep.
And the fact that Brady came out yesterday in his press conference, and I did not believe a word he said, and neither did former teammates of his on ESPN straight afterwards. And the fact that, like, if it was a one-off game, he could just come out and say, look, sorry, I made a simple error. I apologize. I accept any responsibility in the fine. Move on. But the fact that he's denying it makes me think, have they done it all year in different spots? That's what bugs me. And if they did it against the Ravens, they won by 3. Like, could that have changed the game?
These are the teams, though, that have lost. I mean, no one's coming out after wins and saying, hey, you know, if it was a different team, this wouldn't be happening.
No, but it's because of Spygate and Bill Belichick's record.
The whole thing is, it's because of it. It's just, I think it's down to pure jealousy. I'm not saying that there's no truth behind it or anything like that. I don't know the extent of it. I don't think Belichick had anything to do with it. I don't know how much Brady had to do with it. I'm not saying that. I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't notice the difference so much when you're throwing the ball. But then
it was two PSI below the level.
But then I still, okay, just say if I had 12 balls and I went up to the refs, you know, when you have to hand the balls in to have them checked.
Mm.
If I handed them 12 deflated balls, just 12, you know, they've never been pumped up. Are they supposed to just pump them up there and then make sure they comply and that's it?
I don't know. I don't know the exact protocol.
Because
I
then, Pat's supposed to get fined on the spot?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know that they give balls to them 2 hours before kickoff and they check them. But then when they check them at halftime, they had been changed. That's the allegation. Someone's just put the needle in and deflated them a little bit. I don't know. And they're blamed. Someone's going to get blamed. It'll be an equipment manager. But as Mark Brunell said on ESPN, he said, never in my 151 games he played in the NFL has an equipment manager acted on his own volition. He's always ordered by someone. He's always ordered by a coach or a quarterback or another player to do that. Look, I don't care about the deflation. I don't care about. It's the fact that it's the more arrogance of that franchise to just knowingly break rules, because it wasn't an accident. And it bugs me that they're happy to take fines and loss of draft picks every year. But if it gets you to the Super Bowl, I'll do the same.
Who knows, mate?
I just can't trust that franchise after Spygate. And people think, oh, that was a media blowout. It was not a media blowout.
This got swept under the rug. I think this is so much jealousy. This is so much jealousy from all, like, I'm jealous of Patriots and how well their organization is run.
It's very well run, but is it well run because of the way that they can...
No. You can't say that, okay, their organisation is well run because they cheat.
There's not because been they one, cheat.
Okay, this Spygate thing, right? There's yes. still so much hostility and everything towards that. Yes. Because,
and you for know, obvious reasons.
Okay, but then it's just... see, all right, there's also another fact, right? They almost hated team by a mile. Patriots. Pardon? Patriots are your most hated team.
Oh, they're everyone's most hated. They've been the villain for 10, 15 years. They're not everyone's
most hated team. There's no way. Cowboys are my most hated team okay, by a mile.
I think, well, that's also because it's America's team. Everyone sort of loves to hate them. But I think if you ask a lot of people, they're either Patriots fans or they're indifferent to them. They dislike them.
See,
they're happy to play the villain. Bill Belichick's been a villain because of the way he speaks to the media, which is fine. I don't care the way he speaks to the media. I find it actually quite funny.
Mm. But see, that's also the same with Marshawn Lynch. Why isn't everyone hating on him?
Yeah.
He does the same thing.
Oh, exactly.
So then...
Yeah, it's...
Then but, it becomes a
but,
whole
but
thing.
But Marshawn Lynch wasn't done for, you know, illegally videotaping people for, you know, he's just... Just doesn't want to speak to people. He just doesn't care. He just doesn't give a about
do you,
anything.
Do you think what Belichick actually, what he wants?
I don't think. I don't think Belichick's involved in Deflategate.
No, either do I. But this is a whole. This is so much more to this than like everyone's on the Patriots because of Spygate, right? If that thing didn't happen, this would have been blown under the rug. This exactly. is also the NFL having a horrible year, trying to then show that they are, you know. Transparent, yeah. that they can show everything their workings.
But, yeah. See, but like if Jacksonville came out and did this, they would just fine them and be done with it. But the fact that this is a team that's been caught bending the rules previously, and then they were sort of, like they copped a big fine for Spygate and draft pick, but some feel that that wasn't enough and the NFL didn't do enough then. Now I think there's a lot of public pressure and scrutiny on them to now come down harder because they have form and they have record, they have priors.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're sentencing someone, you need to look at their history and their track record, and that's the problem. If it was any other and team, also, it wouldn't be this big.
With the legal background, you know, with your legal background,
yes,
they're innocent
until proven guilty.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
So they're completely innocent right now.
But the fact that they've come out for press conferences and all this sort of stuff,
and just denied it.
Well, they haven't denied it. They've said they've acknowledged that there's been deflated balls, but they're just playing. They're just crying. Dumb. They don't know how it's happened. And they're saying, NFL, prove it. And I think they eventually will, but, you know, it's just, it's and not a good look. It's, we're talking about this instead of the Super Bowl.
What if they can't prove it and they say, you know what, we've got no way to prove this happens?
Then it's done. Then it's done. But it's just, I don't know. If it was any other team, it probably wouldn't be a story, but it's this history of Belichick bending the rules and sort of pushing the boundaries. We're both saying
that he has nothing to do with this.
Pardon? Yeah, but that's because he's the head coach and everyone's associating everything that happens at the Patriots.
I think most people have, like, are saying that I don't think Belichick had anything to do with it.
No.
I really don't think he did.
He is the head honcho in New England. What he says goes, and everything that happens under him is still falls back on him.
You know what? To be honest, I think Tom Brady has said, you know what, if it rains, like, I wish, you know... He could say, I like the ball when it's, you know, a little softer, right? And it's not pumped up. It's not inflated as much, right? Yes. Then, someone could have just taken it upon themselves to be like, what? Oh, Tom likes these balls like this. Wow, that just happened.
You don't have a ball drop.
We don't have a ball drop.
Oh, God.
What's our deepest voice?
If it was an Ndamukong Suh that was in trouble for this, everyone would say... He did it. Because it's Golden Boy Brady, everyone's making excuses for him.
But we can't just say he's guilty either.
No, he's not, like, I'm not, but I'm just saying people are drawing long bow and arrow to defend him. When, you know, we know he's so ultra competitive, hates losing.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
If you're a quarterback in the NFL. If
everyone
does
it, then everyone would be investigated for it. You know what I mean? Why are they the only team that seems to be involved in these scandals?
Because they're winning. They're the ones that are winning. They're the ones that everyone has a vendetta out to get.
So you think it's a giant hate campaign by 31 other teams?
Not everyone. I'm just saying that there's a lot of...
So the Colts have made this whole thing up.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, but it's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that, you know, there's so much jealousy and hate towards them that, you know, with the success they've had... And they've still got, you know, because of the whole Spygate thing, everyone still has that negativity towards them. And they thought, you know, right? They said, oh, look, they haven't made a Super Bowl since Deflategate. They used to be always Spygate, the... Spygate. They used to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? They couldn't do that. Now there's... Oh, crap, we've got to, you know...
It's another scandal that is hanging over them.
Yep.
And it's going to... And it's annoying because, you know, they have a great team. They absolutely smashed us. Yeah. They destroyed us. That secondary is fantastic. They, like, a guy called Kyle Arrington just blanketed T.Y. Hilton, just shut him down completely. And then you still got Darrell Revis. Brandon Browner is their worst player in the secondary, and he's a starter in every team.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, and now that's hanging over them. It's not a good look, and look, I want it to be dealt with because I want to focus on the Super Bowl. This is an awesome matchup. You've got Russell Wilson's...
Can I just say, it's the best matchup.
You think?
It's the number one seed.
That's true.
It should have happened.
Yep, that's fair. That's a fair call. But you've got Russell Wilson's tiny little receivers now going to have to try and fight through that secondary, and then you've got... you know, that run game ain't going to go well against Seattle.
It's going to be...
And Brady's not... Gronk's going to be... I think Cam Chancellor's going to be on Gronk.
Yeah.
Like, these are some good matchups that we should be talking about, and we have to address Deflategate, and it's just a bit of a pain in the ass, to be honest. And it's a bit annoying. But my one issue with this whole thing is I wish Twitter had sarcasm font. Because, you know, I've got a couple of Patriots friends on Twitter, and I tweet something... And they don't know if I'm trolling or not. I'm just playing, and it's so annoying. So get a bloody sarcasm font. Some sort of italics or blue or something.
Can you put it in italics? No.
You can't.
Maybe just hashtag sarcasm at the end.
I know, but then you got 140 characters, and, you know.
Be one of those guys that goes part one of five, and then they're annoying.
To do that, you need to prepare them all, save them as drafts, because otherwise it's like, and then there's seven tweets in between.
Yeah.
You need to hit them all at once.
They, by the way, did you see last night people saying, oh, it's the Y and Woot show until I get a follow from Woot? Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, Adam, our Green Bay fan, he'll probably agree with you on this deflate.
That's all you got to do. All you got to do is just ask to be followed, and I'll follow you.
And he'll follow you.
It was about 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes.
I think he said it last week, so it took a week.
Oh, didn't see that. Sorry, I got messed up with everything else.
He agrees with you, I think, on this whole deflate. He thinks it's a big non-issue and he doesn't really care much for it. And look, if it fizzles out and that's it. But it's just, the reason it is so big is because it is Bill Belichick and the Patriots and what they've done.
It's so frustrating. And by the way, Chris Canty is coming out looking like a real idiot.
What did he say?
Oh, he just keeps taking jabs at the Patriots. What he's saying is just... it's frustrating.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
Yeah.
He needs to just settle.
Mate, he just needs to retire.
Oh, he's a little bit sour. I don't know. They got beat. They blew 2 14-point leads, so he's got some sour grapes.
Oh, of course. And then I can understand all Ravens fans right now going, wait, did they cheat us? No. Like... Not 2 weeks in a row. And if this is just a matter of the Patriots giving them, you know, slightly underinflated balls and the officials not picking up on it, then I don't think that... Okay, maybe it's not sportsmanlike.
It's not. It's very... It affects the integrity of the game.
Of course it does, right? But then if you can get away with it, I feel like that, and the officials don't pick up on it, fine.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fair enough. But I think if you blatantly... cheat, I think you should be reprimanded.
If there's some guy on the sideline sticking a needle in balls, that's...
Okay, what if he's told by Tom Brady to do that? Like, what are the consequences?
I don't think Tom would say...
But what if they find out that's the case? Like, what if? What if they...
What should they do?
Yeah, what would you do if you find out that Brady has told an equipment manager to put the ball at 10 PSI, whatever the hell it was?
Suspend him.
Suspend him?
Yeah.
You think
give
suspension?
Give him a year?
A year, wow. What if it came from Bill? Suspend him for a year? Because I just think fines and draft picks aren't enough for serial offenders. Do you know what I mean? Because I would happily deflate balls every week if I get a fine and lose my draft picks. But if it gets me to a Super Bowl championship, I would do that every week.
But then,
it's not...
this didn't get them to the Super Bowl.
No.
They're so good.
It's not. Didn't get them to the Super Bowl.
They played better with the inflated ball, which makes less sense.
No, it's easy to catch and throw.
The inflated ball.
Yeah, it's not full. It's not full on deflated. It's just easier to grab.
It's easy to grab. What are we fighting about here? This doesn't make sense.
No, we agree.
I'm saying they play better with an inflated ball.
They played better when they were pumped up.
They played better statistically in the second half, scored more points and everything.
It's a bit of a different, when you're up 30-7 or whatever, it's a bit easier to just sit on cruise mode. The Colts had given up.
But you see the catches and stuff they were making, it was just, you know.
And it's annoying. You don't need to cheat. And I said this on the radio during the week. I said, you've got, I think Rob Gronkowski is the greatest tight end we've ever seen. Ever.
Ever?
He scored more touchdowns in his first five seasons than any tight end in NFL history.
Yeah.
You've got one of the greatest coaches of all time, despite despite all that arrogance and investigations and sort of
rule breaking. By the way, Spygate was still such a weird issue. I was reading back on it. And I just think
I've read a lot on it, and it's weird. And Roger Goodell really mismanaged that. And that's why the pressure cooker's on him.
I still feel everything's mismanaged. And like now, that's exactly Goodell's what I was saying. Good. Ray Rice incident, stupid. Yeah. Adrian Peterson incident, look what's still happening. Yeah. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And now this, they're trying to be transparent and show what they're doing. No one knows what's going on.
Roger Goodell, this could be the end of him. And it might, some good might come out of it, because he needs to go. He is hopeless.
But then it's like...
I just don't understand. I just don't understand why they deflated. They didn't need to. As I said, you got Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, we're saying we don't know why they did it. We still don't know
if they did it.
If they even did it.
In inverted commas. I still think there'll be something coming out of it. You know, I think they'll be.
I'm not saying, all right, I'm not trying to defend Brady here, but what if he said, you know, like, I wish the balls could be a bit softer.
Or he said something off the cusp, like, it'd be a lot easier in this game if the balls were a little bit more.
If it rains, I wish the balls were a bit, you know. And then someone's gone,
I'll help Brady. Yeah. You know, I'll try and get this good book. I see what you mean.
Then you can see that also Tom could have been like, he's not going to want to throw a guy under the bus for doing that, you know what I mean? So he might actually know, and then, who knows? I'm not trying to
defend. I could see some equipment manager coming out in a full-fledged press conference, taking the blame, and then you see him a year later, and he's in Cabo, New Mexico, with a nice, hefty $4 or $5 million payout from Robert Kraft, and he's just sitting drinking mimosas by the beach.
I could see that too.
Just chilling out. All right, we'll end it with mimosas, and let's get to some real weird web stories.
You gotta get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
All right, we've got three nominees. You gotta choose one. We've got the Gronkowski party bus denied entry to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Seahawks fan who runs on the field, removes his pants, chugs something after the NFC Championship win. And we've got a jailed fan suing the NFL for $88 billion.
I really like the last one.
Okay.
I really like the last
one. Also got a fourth one. A San Diego Chargers housewife has written an NFL erotica called A Woodhead to Forget.
What?
No, I wish.
Oh, you're an idiot. Now that I was
Can someone write that? A Woodhead to Forget?
That's horrible.
All right.
Oh, you could make an erotica novel about Rivers. You could make something.
He's got like seven kids, so you know he'd like to get down and dirty.
That just happened.
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
Sorry, I'm just hydrating myself. That was a big debate.
We're sponsored by water. A Colorado man currently in the state's penal system has filed a lawsuit for more than $88 billion against the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. Bloody Roger. Always getting into trouble, isn't he?
Yeah.
By the way, this is from Tim Daniels from Bleacher Report. In regards to the controversial overturned catch by Dallas Cowboys star Dez Bryant against Green Bay in the NFC Divisionals. So Landon Half of WFAA in Dallas reports Terry Hendricks completed a handwritten notice of intent to file the suit against the parties on behalf of the Dallas Cowboys fans. Here's pretty much the note. For the theft from and the loss of a Super Bowl. So here we go. They've declared that if they caught that, they would have won the whole Super Bowl. They would have beaten Seattle.
That's pretty hard. And you could say that's true.
And they would have...
Nope.
They better check themselves before they wreck themselves, Cotton.
And so loss of a Super Bowl against and upon the hearts, minds, and souls of, but not limited, Dez Bryant, number 88, the 2014-15 on-field offense of, and to include all cheerleaders, fans, and of all people in or from the Sovereign Republic of Texas, we, the respondent, file this, our notice of intent to file suit against and upon these respondents captured herein for the sum certain amount of $88,987,654,321.88. There's too many numbers, I stuffed that up. Yeah, yeah. But nearly $89 billion.
Yep.
So, $88 billion. What would you do with $88
billion? $88
billion? If this guy happens to win, which I think is a very winnable case.
Yeah, it's very,
very good winnable.
I'd put it on red.
Put it on red?
Yeah, what do you reckon? Risky. I would have 176. Is that right? I'm trying to think. 88.
Nope.
Wait, 88.
I don't know math. This isn't the math podcast.
I'm pretty sure.
This is the Wood and Wire show, baby.
Okay.
No math here.
Yeah, but then I just doubled it. I can just say that.
Look, $88 billion. That's a load of money.
Did your fish die?
Oh god. No, it's still alive.
Pretty sure Josh's fish has died.
I don't want any death in this podcast.
So, the fish is dead.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I just look over and the fish is just laying fins up.
Yeah, he likes to do that on time to time. Just
Sunday and Sunday.
He's the equipment manager for the Patriots. He's just been paid out. He's chilling out now. He's just relaxing, drinking mimosas. I want to ask you, if you could sue the NFL over a decision about your team, what would it be?
The 2000 and whatever Super Bowl that Patriots beat Philly is probably underinflated balls.
Well, that was during Spygate. You want a replay?
No.
Come on.
They deserve something. I don't know. There's been a couple of bad calls. There's been a couple of really bad calls against Philly. I don't know.
I've got no issues.
Generally, the officiating is pretty
good. Yeah, it's just this last couple of months, it's sort of some bad decisions have happened, and the catch rule is a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah, and it's always just those sour fans.
Yeah. All right, that's the weird web story again. We can't top Gronking to remember. It's just too hard. What are you doing?
Trying to get a chocolate. Chocolate's during the show.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
All right. All right. Let's move on to our real MVP. All right, Woot. Who's your real MVP from championship weekend? Or just from this week? As you unwrap your... What flavor is that?
I'm going to go with mint.
Oh, mint chocolate is the worst.
Whoa, let's have a debate.
Okay, and then we'll get to what chocolate's the best.
No. Is mint good or bad? Mint chocolate, is it good or bad?
I like mints.
Meat?
No, mints to like refresh my breath. But I can't mix with chocolate, it's disgusting.
Do you like mint ice cream?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Alright, this is going to be a whole honey chocolate tiny teddy debate again. Anyway.
What's chocolate flavour is better? Mint? For ice cream, mint? Or just plain chocolate?
Oh, it really depends how you're feeling. I think it's a time of day thing, but I do like mint. I like mint choc chip. That's good.
Yeah, Emma likes that too. For me, every time we go out like and have ice cream or something, always Emma's like, what are you going to get? And I'm like, really?
You just get chocolate?
I get chocolate every time.
What
I know,
the hell?
I know what I like. I taste it and I always get the mix-ins. I always get M&Ms.
Guess what? Girlfriend just went away. She went away on a hen's weekend. Yeah. Came back, and she got me Reese's Pieces ice cream topping.
I don't like peanut butter mixed with anything
else. Do you like anything but
peanut butter? Is
vanilla?
A spread, all right? It's a spread. It doesn't belong anywhere else except on a sandwich and toast.
Wow,
this is ridiculous.
All right, the debate.
I do like on Family Guy how they came up with that. And the car accident.
The car accident. Yeah, and they go, "This is delicious." Okay, MVP.
Yes.
Does it have to be NFL related?
No. Go with whatever you want, buddy.
Is yours,
there's
NFL,
no rules
is yours
here.
NFL related?
I don't have one yet.
You don't have one?
One?
Oh, I want to give it to Timmy.
Timmy Cahill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That was some kick. I don't want to take anything away from him, but I kind of feel like the goalie thought there was going to be a free kick there.
So he should have stopped?
kind of stopped. He kind of like half-heartedly stuck an arm down and was like, oh, but nothing takes away from the acrobatic kick itself. Like, that was wild.
My dad called it a fluke, and I was like, so I showed him Tim Cahill's like highlights from when he played Everton and stuff.
You shut up? Did you shut up?
Yeah.
Nice.
He shut up straight away.
He shut up straight away. But I do not know, like, his neck must be the most muscly thing. Just the, you know...
He can extend it so far above his shoulders as well. He just seems to, like a turtle.
So he just goes, go, go, Gadget neck.
Yeah.
The amount of power that he got for the second goal. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but that was...
How does he
deserves it.
How does he do neck weight? What?
Maybe...
I don't even know.
I reckon it's one of those... You know how you get those elastic ropes? I reckon he just pulls...
Because I've... The Y clan traditionally have fat necks. So I've got a lot of ability here in my neck, but I just don't know how to harvest it.
Have you scored a header in soccer?
Scored one against in our semi-final off the free kick and I jumped in between the goalie.
You're the
one that kicked it, and I'm the smallest guy compared to these two, and I just timed it perfectly and jumped up, and I got punched in the head from the goalie.
I remember this goal now. That's probably
one of the best goals I've ever scored.
That was a great goal. That was just a good.
Yeah. Oops, I just swore it. I didn't really care.
That was Woot and Y. There you
That was. When they look back in history and about how this podcast started, that was the first ever connection.
Yeah, that was the first time we.
All right, my real MVP. I'm going to stick to an Australian theme this week, and I'm going to go with Leighton Hewitt. I know he lost.
Did he retire?
No. The guy has had injuries for the last probably 4 or 5 years. He is getting old, but I really admire, like, even in the fifth set, despite his age, in the heat of Australian stuff, like, the guy is a fighter. Like, I wish I was so passionate like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really like him. And I think he cops a lot of hate, and I don't like him.
I don't... I'm not one of those people that hates on Hewitt, but...
You're not a massive fan?
No, I used to be a huge fan. I would used to stay up to whatever ridiculous hour watching him. However, it's getting to the point where you're like, maybe it's time to let the young guys come through now.
They're all coming through. He's not holding anyone up. He's a great... I think him hanging around on tour, I think he's a great mentor for those young guys. Because a lot of them are really arrogant. And they need a little bit of media training, I think.
So MVP's had nothing to do with NFL?
For NFL at all.
Great, but, it's just been a weird week.
If you want to look up one of the best tennis matches ever, I think there's a Davis Cup, I don't know what the year, Leighton beat Roger Federer in 5 sets after being 2 sets down. It was one of the best tennis matches I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah?
And it was seeing him in the 5th set during the week just reminded me of that. Even though he lost, like, just some of the shots he was making in the 5th set.
Do you remember Goran Ivanišević? Do you remember that big guy?
How many tennis players are got wacky surnames there like that?
I just remember that well. I'm pretty sure it was a Pat Rathbucker game. Anyway, that's taken
all right, too now far. We're going on to tennis. Okay,
on to the Australian Open.
We sort of briefly discussed the AFC and NFC championship games when we were talking about Deflategate, but anything you want to add about, we talked about the Patriots Colts game. I don't think there's much to discuss about that, except Chuck Pagano needs to
pull his head in. They better chickity check themselves before they wreck themselves. No. They better Belichick themselves.
Oh, did you see that tattoo? Oh my god.
That was a good tattoo.
That was not good. But it's so annoying. The Colts fans know what New England are gonna do to them. They're gonna run the ball, and he didn't change the game plan once since the last time they smashed us. It's just so annoying.
I think, to be honest, Chuck was like, well, you know, if we pack the box, they're just going to...
I don't know. Anyway, and that Green Bay game was just crazy.
And LeGarrette Blount and Marshawn Lynch, they're nearly... It's just like...
Two power running.
Oh, like, it's going to be interesting.
Just power thighs in this game.
Blount ran really well. This man is a
beast! Yep.
Actually, weird web story. Did you see... there was a marijuana strain named after Marshawn Lynch?
No.
They called it Beast Mode 2.
Beast Mode 2.
2.0. Wow. Yeah, that's a weird website.
There you go. That's 1.5. That Packers-Seahawks game was just incredible.
Yep.
Russell Wilson plays like garbage for like 56 minutes.
Absolutely, like, really bad. Like, just horrible.
He threw 2 interceptions before he completed a pass.
Yep.
and won. It won a playoff game.
When you watch, you look up the first like four or something drives, it's like intercept, intercept, punt, intercept, whatever.
At halftime, I posted a tweet and I was like, this is Russell Wilson's passer rating, and I linked the song Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Of course you linked Taylor Swift.
I love her so much. It's ridiculous. And then he just turns it on in the last 4 minutes. Again, if Brennan Bostic doesn't headbutt the football, that's it, and Russell Wilson goes out on a stinker and everyone's going to have a go at him, and then arguably ends up with one of the greatest. Did you hear what he said? He said, God planned that game.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, it's time for our Annie Pro Bowl draft. You ready for this?
As much as I'm ready
for life itself.
A knife to the knee.
All right, let's start it. Welcome to
Is that seriously our start?
No, that's just our little sound break.
Cool.
All right. Welcome to the first ever Woot and Why Any Pro Bowl draft. We've got Team Y.
Corey Wooten's not in this.
Versus Team Woot. And before the draft even started, Woot has crossed off a guy off his list, which means he will automatically be on my team at any round I want.
Cool.
Sweet. All right, so I'm now
one of the last players.
I'm officially on the clock.
Oh, you're starting, eh?
Cool. I'm going to start. Fine. I think after every tweet.
I can't believe you're...
Every pick.
I can't believe you just get to start like that.
Do you want to have a little spiel? Do we need to boo the commissioner or something? Is there a commissioner of the anti-Pro Bowl?
I think you designed it, so you're the guy.
I didn't design it. I don't want to be
Oh, this guy. I hate the commissioner, Josh. Why? What the... Yes, had to use it. No, there we go.
Let's just... Because it's the anti-Pro Bowl, I think we should start with something really anti to open the show and then get us on the clock. So let's get a little intro from Trent Dilfer.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
That's
so
exactly what we're doing right now.
Oh, that just
whoever drafts the worst team wins. So first pick with the anti-Pro Bowl draft, I will select Ryan Lindley as my quarterback.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
It's a pretty good pick.
To start with quarterback, I'll cross that guy off my list, and I put Woot on the clock.
This is actually really hard. Do you have to pick people that are on this list?
Yes, because that's the player. Why? What? Have you got a guy that sucked even worse than that?
There's just a lot of sucky people in the league.
Yeah, I know there is. But
all right.
These are nominees from the fans.
How many quarterbacks are there?
It's stacks, but we only need one.
You only need one? Oh, that's good. All right, I'll definitely take T. Rich.
Take T. Rich.
T. Rich is my running back.
That's a pretty good selection.
There you go.
All right. With the third pick, I am going to take... This is a lot tougher than I thought.
I've got mine.
I'm going to take Matt Khalil, left tackle. He had a shocking season.
Yeah?
Yep. He just got put in clown suits too many times.
All right.
Spun around.
That's pretty good.
Woven wool.
I want to select the wide receiver.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick Riley Cooper as my starting wide receiver.
You're racist.
That is correct.
There you go.
All right, so Riley Cooper.
Are we crossing these off?
Yeah, well, you can't pick the same player twice, mate. All right, I'm going to take, with my wide receiver pick, I'm going to take Dwayne Bowe.
Dwayne Bowe. Do you know what? I didn't think he actually had that bad a year. Too late now, you picked him. Because Alex Smith doesn't throw to him.
I thought he had a crap year, to be honest. I think he's going to get high, he's going to be stoned on the field, he's going to be running around like a...
All right. Airhead. I might cross him off my list then.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Probably. It's pretty good. Okay. I'll select another wide receiver and go Hakeem Nicks.
Hakeem Nicks. Who, by the way, had a pretty good playoff season. Actually made some good catch.
Playoff season?
Yeah, he did well. I will also select another wide receiver, and I will take Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oof.
Who stunk.
Patterson.
Yep, off the list.
C-Pats.
I think our Pats would have had a better season than
I'm going to go another wide receiver.
Wow, wide receiver's coming off the board here.
And go Jason Avant.
Who I think had a great season, just didn't get the ball much.
Sorry.
By the way, Jason Avant was mentioned on our podcast last year way too many times.
Yeah, no.
Just kept popping up. It was ridiculous.
They picked him up.
I don't know. It was bizarre. I'm going to go with tight end, and I'm going to take Levine Toilolo, who I've spelt wrong in our list here. No O on the end. Who can't block and catch.
Sorry. I'm just cross him out. Okay, who to pick?
A lot of offense early. I think that's where the heart of the fan votes, because the fans are voting for this, and I think we've definitely both got strategies going on here.
Yeah, you know what? Can we just pick like a punter as our quarterback?
Nope.
Nope, that's not... So it's not eligible. It's not any player...
not eligible receiver gate.
Fair enough. running back. I've already selected T-Rish. I've got to pick another one, don't I?
Yep.
All right. I will pick... Who knows, eh? I'll pick Monte Ball.
Monte Ball. Yeah, he had a stinky season.
This is a horrible team.
This is the idea.
I do not want this team ever.
Okay, I will take running back as well, and I will take Zach Stacy.
Zach Stacy?
Yeah. What a fall from grace from that guy.
Do you think it was just a change in...
No? It was just sucked.
Right, we're going to speed this up because this could take a long time.
Yeah.
All right, left guard. Oh, I like the... actually. Yeah, I'll take Mike McGlynn.
Okay. You're like, I'm going to speed this up, and then you just drop in ums in and...
That happened.
I'll take my second running back, and I will take Toby Gerhart. Or Gerhart. Alrighty.
Okay, I'm going to go on to center and select James Stone.
James Stone. I'll also go center and I'll take Samson Satelli.
Nice.
Colts fans will love that one.
We'll go right guard and we'll select Johnny Troutman.
Johnny Troutman.
The Troutmeister. That's the...
I will also go right guard, and I will take Paul Fanica from Arizona.
I feel like I've missed people here. Who did you select as left guard?
I haven't taken a left guard.
I've missed someone. No. Center. Sorry, Samson. That's it. Okay.
I've already got a center, so it doesn't really matter.
Yep. Let's go right tackle and go Jordan Mills.
Woeful year. I will also go right tackle. Sounds like we're playing Battleship here. It's like...
You sunk my Battleship.
C4. And I'm going to take Cyrus Kuinjau, who was so bad he didn't even make a team.
There you go.
And that's the correct spelling. I looked it up.
No one can see what you're actually writing
there. I know, but like, I spelled it completely different last week. And there's another Kuinjau in the draft this year.
What?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Interesting. defensive tackle. We'll go.
Here we go.
Who's really good? I reckon...
I hear Corey Wooten's pretty good.
Barry Cofield.
Oh, God. Awful.
By the way, listeners will be like, who now?
Yeah, what's going on? All right, I'm going to finish my offensive line, and I'm going to take Chad Reinhart as my left guard.
Oh, he's so good, though.
God bless you, Chad Reinhart. God bless your Reinhart.
Embarrassing.
All right. It's starting to come together. I'm confident in my Ryan Lindley-led team to take me to glory here. Win this Pro Bowl.
Okay. I've crossed out Corey Wooden, so he's not going to be featuring. I'm going to pick up... let's go really good and go Arthur Jones from Indianapolis as a defensive end.
I'm going to pick up Corey Wooden as my defensive end. I'm going to use your own flesh and blood against you. Your own flesh and blood, baby. He's already
crossed out of mine, so I don't need to do
anything. Your own flesh and blood.
Okay.
Remember that when you're voting, folks.
Okay. I'm going to go Ramon Humber from New Orleans as an outside linebacker.
Oh, awful. You also picked Arthur Jones, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Cofield. Keep up here. All right. I'm going to throw in another wide receiver, and I'm going to take Tavon Austin.
Ooh, you got yourself a good punt returner there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's a good fake punt returner.
He is. Okay, inside linebacker. Let's go. Actually, I don't know why DeQuell Jackson's on here. Had a decent year.
No, he didn't. He was horrible.
Jamil McClain from the New York Giants.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah?
I'm going to pair Mathis Kiwanuka with Corey Wooten as my defensive end.
What a dynamic, mate. With
what a pass rush.
With... You've only got one problem there, because like one side's bad. Corey Wooden's going to tear up the other side. It's not true.
Your own flesh and blood, baby.
Yep. Defensive end. Should I? No. Cornerback. Here we go. I'm going to go David Amerson.
Oh, God. Awful from Washington. Do you know it's crazy, this cornerback listing we've got? We've got players like Ladarius Webb and Rogers Camardi and Patrick Peterson, who were once considered...
Patrick Peterson.
They just had a bad season.
Pick Patrick Peterson.
I'm going to pick Justin Gilbert.
I thought he was
awful.
I thought he was really good this year. Okay. I'll go. It's just so bad. Okay, I'll go Bradley Fletcher.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I'm just going to write their nicknames from now on. B. Fletch.
Isn't that Burnt Toast? Isn't that his nickname?
I don't know, he's always burnt.
I will go with Cortez Allen.
That's a bold strategy.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I want to go for one of my safeties. I want to go DJ Swearinger. Swearinger,
a little bit of grunt. I think you're going to win now with him because he just injures everyone. So you're definitely going to win this game. So that means that I would win.
Oh, okay. I see what I'm doing there.
Yeah. You see what I'm doing there.
So I win by losing.
All right, outside linebacker. I will take Emmanuel Lemur from Cincy. And the fact that no one knows who that is fantastic. Except okay. For Cincy fans. poor Cincy fans.
Poor Cincy.
This is just riveting radio.
This is the worst thing I've ever done.
I am a product of pain and suffering!
Okay. back to defensive tackle.
Yep.
I think we're going to go Ryan Pickett.
Ugh. So old. So old. Alrighty, I'm going to stick with corner.
By the way, my team is so, so awful.
Can you imagine entering an NFL season with one of these teams?
It's like the Jags versus...
It's ugly. It's just ugly. Alright, safety, I will take Dashon Goldson.
Oof.
He was woeful, just woeful.
Other safety, I'll go Ryan Clark.
Yeah, good pick. And I'll finish off my safety duo by adding...
Sorry, who was your other safety?
Deshaun Goldson. That's right. And correct. I'll take Matt Elam, who was just woeful.
Okay. Another cornerback here.
Yep.
We'll take Kerry Williams. Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher allowed the most... Yeah.
Good picks from a Philly fan.
Yeah, there you go.
Clearly want corner in the draft. I will take Greg Toler because we need to give up stacks of penalties on defensive holding all game.
That's true, you do. Yeah. Greg Toler, so he's picked?
Yeah.
We need four, do we?
Yeah, we've got four wide receivers, four corners.
This is ridiculous. All right, I want to go Carl Wilson.
All right, well, I'll finish it off with Keenan Lewis then.
All right, then.
There we go.
By the way, our secondaries aren't stopping a thing.
Ryan Lindley might look like an all-pro here.
Okay. Who have I got to pick? All right. I'll pick my last wide receiver. Let's give me Justin Hunter.
Justin Hunter. All right.
What a wide receiving call.
I'll Riley finish. Cooper,
Hakeem Nicks, Jason Avant, and Jason Hunter.
Justin Hunter.
My bad.
I'll finish with Wes Welker, who has lost the ability to think because he's just so concussed all the time.
I was about to say, because of the concussions?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go kicker, and I'll go Alex Henry because he got cut twice.
Got the cream of the crop there at the kicker position. Outside linebacker, I will take Ahmad Brooks because he'll just retire halfway through the game, take his shoes off and cleats off and just head on to the locker room.
That's fair enough. Defensive end. You selected Kiwanuka there, didn't you?
I did, and your cousin Corey Wooten.
That's true. So I'm down to... Actually, you know what? I'm going to go outside linebacker, and I'll pick Cameron Wimbley from Tennessee.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of Tennessee players on here for obvious reasons. All right, I'm going to pick my inside linebacker, and I'm going to go with... I'll go with Donald Butler.
Donald Butler. Nice pick. I'm going to follow you and go Sean Spence.
Okay.
As my...
And I will wrap up my inside linebacker by going with Brad Jones. The most American name in the world. Brad Jones.
Brad Jones. It's nearly my boss's name at work.
Brad Jones.
Anyway, defensive end. Let's finish it up and I'll go Chris Clemens. Actually, no. Jarvis Jenkins.
From Washington.
You're
not all Washington players. All right, defensive tackle. I will take Mike Pattinson.
Hoo-hoo.
He used to play for Philly, right?
He did. We got him. Well, we let him go. Or something. Yeah. It's just no good.
No good.
We're coming towards the end.
We are.
Let's go punter. Can't go Brad Wing because he's that good. I'm going to go Spencer Lanning.
More famously known as the guy who copped a big boot to the face.
That's that guy.
Antonio Brown.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
Yep.
I'll go with Will Sutton as my second defensive tackle.
My punter.
No. Yes. My 400-pound punter.
Okay. All right, I've got to finish off my offensive line, so I'll go left tackle. I'll go Brian Bell. B-Bell.
Awful. I think I've finished... My defense and offense, I just need to pick my punter and my kicker. I will take Jeff Locke from Minnesota as my punter.
Yeah.
And...
Jeff Locke. I'll pick my tight end.
Oh, yes.
That sounded weird.
Pick your tight end, buddy.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Thanks, Arnie. I love you, Arnie.
Wow. They're actually all right. The other one's all right. I'll go Ladarius Green, even though, you know, he has potential, but nothing.
Okay. And the last pick for Team Y is... Billy Cundiff.
Billy Cundiff. I like Billy Cundiff.
I don't.
All right. Finishing off with the quarterback. Bold strategy.
By the way, Billy Cundiff's my captain.
Oh, nice. I'm going to pick Alex Henry as my captain.
Kicker captains.
Who's worse, Manziel, Gino, or Vic? No.
Depends. Does your team have any Labradors?
EJ Manuel is an interesting pick.
It's been so long since we've seen him play.
Yeah. Crap, this is hard. They're actually, you could all make a
I'm
case.
Ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
Let's...
They're crying out for you.
Go Geno.
Did I stutter?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith
coming off
it.
A perfect passer rating, which Ryan Lindley has never achieved, by the way. All right, so there are our pro-anti-Pro Bowl rosters. We will all upload them on Facebook and Twitter, and I want people to vote with the hashtag Team Y or Team Woot for the votes, and then we'll calculate them for next week's show, and we'll have a winner.
Cool.
And then whoever wins, I don't know, I'll make a trophy.
Yes, made out of chocolate.
Yes, chocolate trophy. Hold on, here's a plan. If I win, the trophy's just plain chocolate. If you win, it's mint chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's showtime.
That's your favourite job.
All right, so yeah, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's our Any Pro Bowl draft. Because you're not going to be here next week,
mm-hmm.
Let's give your little take on the Super Bowl, including a pick and who you think's going to win.
Well, currently the bookies have it as even.
It's pretty even.
It's even, so it's kind of a flip of the coin, so I'll flip my coin. Oh, Patriots won.
Patriots?
Patriots won. There's a deflated football on one side. I just don't know how much they'll win by.
You think
what was the score in the Green Bay game? Do you remember?
28-22.
No, I think it'll be closer than that. It'll be lower than that. It will be... We'll go...
24-19.
To 20, actually, because 19 is a very difficult score.
24-20. So Josh has picked the Patriots to win 24-20 in a thriller. Who's your MVP? Who's gonna be the MVP of the game? And if you pick the quarterback, then who's a smoky to be an MVP candidate? They might have a blinder of a game and
I think I don't think it'll be Brady. I think it's a toss up between Edelman, Gronk, and Blount.
Okay.
So I don't know. It'll be something.
If there's anyone from the defense that has a chance to win it, who do you think it'll be?
Collins.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Collins. Right. To be honest though, like that's just a tip because I'm going risky. I do think the Seahawks will win.
Really?
Yeah. I do think
so the Seahawks will win. So why are you telling me 24-20?
That's my prediction.
Okay. So you think the Seahawks will win, but your prediction is 24-20.
Did I stutter?
No.
Wide world of sports.
You watch. I'm just hoping it plays against me because, yeah.
So you you're just saying you're going to come back.
I'm trying to be safe.
Yeah, you're going to come back after the Super Bowl and you're going to say, told you. You're like, what?
Pats will win 24-20. There you go. All exactly right. That score. MVP will be one of those three plays. All this ridiculous talk, though, about bandwagon's got to stop.
It's the bandwagon bowl.
It's driving me nuts.
It's the bandwagon bowl. You mean all the talk about it or all the people jumping on it?
Both. It's like, all right, you're an idiot if you're a bandwagoner, right? Yeah. I completely agree. But then everyone's saying, oh, it's a bandwagon bowl, and non-stop talk being about bandwagon fans instead of actually about the game. This is dumb.
Woot's throwing daggers at me.
Mate, it's ridiculous. Everybody. It's just bandwagon. It's like,
God. Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait,
calm down.
Can we just watch the game? There's no matter what sport you play... There's always going to be
it's just
bandwagoners. So it's just, and always, you know what, people in their, you know, hearts or in their minds or whatever, they'll be like, if I had to pick a team, I would pick this team, right? Yeah. And then their team doesn't do anything. And when their team starts going well, they come out of hiding. That's not necessarily a bandwagon fan. It's just a naive, you know, fan that's not informed or that doesn't really strongly follow it. So it's like these... Okay, people in Australia...
There's very real fans in a lot of sports. So,
yeah. But, like, people in Australia right now, because they've known about all this success about the Patriots over the last decade, they'll be like, oh, I know I've heard that team, I'll go for them.
Yeah.
It's necessarily their bandwagon.
Oh, I know, like, it's just that, like, they just... There are people tweeting and on Facebook, they haven't watched a game of NFL all year, and then this week I've just seen Patriots everywhere, and if I see someone in a bloody Aaron Dobson jersey... On Super Bowl day, I am going to lose it.
They sell it at Rebel,
yeah,
right?
That's the only jersey they sell at Rebel Sport is Aaron Dobson. He hasn't played in like 9 weeks.
No, IBY. That's such an unusual thing. Yeah, every time I go in there, I go into
Richard
Rebel.
Seymour Oakland Raiders jersey.
You go into Rebel and you think, oh, okay, let's just see if they've updated. Yeah. Nah, Dobson. What the
f***? Gonna miss you pressing that beat next week. I have full control of the board when Scott's on. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it'll be interesting.
He'll just be whispering to you.
Scott won't be able to hear any of the drops, so I'll just be hitting it over him.
He'll just be talking. He'll just be like, that's a bold strategy.
Yeah, I'll just keep hitting beeps.
I'm going to miss the podcast for a week.
Enjoy New Zealand.
Thanks.
You know?
There's a sports bar and... Okay, this is about as close to America as I can get, as all currency on there is converted to US dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And they sell Bud Light.
How about them greenbacks, baby?
Yeah, baby. Except it's all on card, really.
Who are you going with? Just the family, or is the...
Family, the missus, the... Ooh, missus. A little bit of extended family and his missus, so...
I look around and I think... Weeksy's going.
Weeksy.
Weeksy's on the boat.
Weeksy is our confidant.
He's
the silent achiever.
Silent assassin. Silent assassin in our league. He's also my cousin, so
yeah.
It's probably a good reason why you know him.
He's been present on a lot of podcasts, but you just don't hear anything.
Don't think he knows either.
No.
Don't think he knows it's Sunday. No. Don't know if he knows we're leaving tomorrow. Yeah.
So that wraps up the show. If you listen to the mini episode during the week, please head down to the brew house. Just don't wear a friggin' Aaron Dobson jersey.
Yeah.
Please.
By the way, write lovely notes and give them to Josh Wyatt about me.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
All right.
And buy me a beer.
You know what? I've got to follow up with something. The best note I get has to be rewarded.
All right. We need to get some prizes going on. I don't know what we're going to get.
We need some epic competition for a signed
jersey. We do. I've got March Badness going, and they're circulating. I've got a lot more entries this week.
Yeah.
Luke chimed in. He sent us the clip of John Elway thanking himself instead of John Fox at a press conference. Ian sent in Tom
that
Brady.
That is a high achiever. That's
Tom Brady talking about ISIS.
Still, I don't... That's still being... It's so bizarre. ISIS is weird to talk about, but it's not getting my vote.
It's funny.
It is funny. It was funny. I laughed at it.
And they've got a couple other ones as well. We got the Daily Telegraph posting an article about Jared Haynes saying that he was watching game tape of Detroit that actually had Miami and Kansas City in it.
It's starting to get really bad.
So the March Badness is heating up. Yeah. So plenty of takes coming out, especially on Deflategate as well. So we're going to get a lot of that. So March Badness is good. Still working out a prize, but I've got a few ideas. I've got a little connection set up that we're going to get that going. And we're also, for those that are keen punters and gamblers.
Yes.
We're in talks with Top Better to get some sort of tournament going, Wit and Wide tournament for NFL. So instead of betting against bookies, it's like each other. So we're going to have tournaments and like you put money in the pool and that way you're not putting too much money in, and it's fun. And it's sort of like tipping.
It's only going to be about $1,000 a head.
Yeah, so we're going to get that up and running. I know the season's not even over, but it's good to be organized and get that thing going. Yep. So we've got that coming up.
Hold off signing up until next season, would you say?
Yeah, I haven't set it up yet. We're just announcing that for you guys.
But it's just something to look forward to, something to make next year even better.
Yep. And also, if you've noticed, we're also on Outside the Lines Sports. No, not Outside. Over the Lines Sports. Over the Line. Outside the Lines is the ESPN program. That'd be great if we're on that. Over the Lines Sports is a great Australian website. So they're putting our podcast up. So it's good to have an affiliation with them. And a lot of those guys will probably be going in our tournament as well. They're big NFL fans.
Mm-hmm.
Christian and the boys.
The boys.
Anything else before we wrap it up?
If you want me to follow you, just ask.
Just ask.
Watch your Twitter @ Woot.
I'm @ JYNFL. The podcast is @ Woot and Y. We're on Facebook. Please vote for our anti-Pro Bowl. Remember, you got to vote for the team that you think's the worst team. The worst overall roster.
So
you don't need to give us a reason, just vote.
Team Woot. Vote Team Woot as
vote
the worst
team.
Vote
one, Team
Y. I was going to say, I'll miss everyone.
You miss everyone.
I miss everyone.
Anyone in particular?
Probably Shems.
Probably Shems?
I miss a bit of Shembury.
You came out with a hurler the other day.
Yes.
I'm just like, where did he come up with this stuff?
Who agrees with my Deflategate argument? Adam. Was it Adam?
Yeah.
You missed that guy? I'm quite fond. I'm slowly
getting a Pommy audience. That's good.
Up the Poms.
Shembri was like, if you could replace your quarterback, running back, and wide receiver from your playoff team with a quarterback, wide receiver, and running back that didn't make the playoffs, who would it be? I'm like, how do you come up with this stuff?
Wait, as in...
So I'm saying, like, I had to switch Andrew Luck with someone, I have to switch Dan Heron with someone, and I have to
My team made the playoffs, so what, I'm just out of this conversation?
Well, yeah, exactly, I don't understand, but it was just bizarre.
Robert, seriously, you're not catering for both.
All right, that wraps up the show. Thanks again to Tristan for our outro and intro. Have a good night.
Bye.